For WYSU, I'm Gina Marinelli. And with us today in the studio is Jimmy Sutman, who is the director of Golden String, Isle, Purple Cat. You have a lot going on. Thank you for taking the time to come out today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, in August, you opened Gallagher's Lunch Bucket in the Oak Hill Renaissance Building. I know you had a lot of challenges. How's it going?
It's going well. Very nerve-wracking at first because we have a unique contract with Mahoning County. Gallagher's Lunch Bucket is located in the Oak Hill Renaissance Center. That's the former Southside Hospital. And so we have a contract, a five-year contract with the county. And in lieu of rent for our initial investment, we had to put all the money in up front. And we had to turn one of the largest kitchens in Mahoning County. We had to make it smaller, and we had to update it because the kitchen there, when it was last used as part of the hospital, it hadn't been used since 1998. So everything just sat, and all the equipment needed work. Food service rules had changed. And so basically we had to put a dump – I shouldn't say dump because it's not a dump, but we had to move, allocate a lot of money into the building before we made our first cent. And for a smaller not-for-profit such as Golden String, Inc., that was quite challenging.
For the audience who's not familiar with what you do, you work with the developmentally disabled.
Correct.
And what you do is not just provide service, but you provide jobs for them.
Yes.
And that is such an important thing because you're giving people dignity. You're giving them the opportunity to work for a living.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Gina. That's what we try to do. I mean, our folks, every one of them want to work, and they want that esteem associated with the paycheck just like we do. Some of them don't have the physical stamina or the attention span to do much more than half an hour at a time. But we pay everybody at least minimum wage per hour. And they're all pretty excited that minimum wage is going to be raised.
They think
they're getting raises, so that's good.
So what's on the menu at Gallagher's Lunch Bucket?
Well, it's a full-service restaurant as far as breakfast and lunch. 5 days a week, we're just open for breakfast and lunch. And then we have everything that you'd find at a diner. We have a working grill right there, so they make it right in front of you, everything from tuna melts to grilled cheese to egg salad and cheeseburgers. But then every day we have specials, and those vary all the time, you know. We've had fish specials and sloppy joes. I saw last week there was pasta fazool and chicken paprikash. I mean, it varies depending on a lot of the customer base. A lot of people will come on in and suggest things, but it really kind of follows the old-time diner type menu.
Joe Gallagher must have been a real big inspiration to you. The audience can't see, but you have a button with his face.
I do.
He's been a big part of your life.
Oh, big. He was our first client for any of the agencies, and Joe is a part of all of our agencies. Again, Joe was an adult with Down syndrome. He passed away about 3 years ago this past November, but he was our first person that we provided residential services for. Golden String wouldn't exist without Joe because Joe and I basically started Golden String just to get free Cleveland Indians tickets. And look where it's taken us.
Look where it's taken you. I mean, you've got Golden String, Isle, the Purple Cat, Farmer Casey's Ranch. You just keep going farther and farther. Do you have goals or a plan for 2015 and beyond?
We have some short-term goals for 2015. We just completed construction on a Pennsylvania Purple Cat because we have a license because our Farmer Casey's Ranch is located in Coitsville on Route 422, and Newcastle is so close. So we're getting a lot of folks from the PA, from Mercer and Lawrence County, looking, you know, for adult day rehabilitation and work for their adults with developmental disabilities. So due to that, those folks being interested, we started a Purple Cat out in Pennsylvania. So we're excited about that. We're rehabbing a building in downtown Youngstown, right across the street from the WRTA. It's part of the Trinkle Sign building, those three storefronts. That's going to be our main aisle offices there, which we're excited about because of its proximity to YSU. And it's kind of right at the end of the Mr. Peanut Bridge there. So it's kind of a gateway into the city. So those are some short-term goals. But long-term for our folks, it's just, you know, people come to me daily with problems. And, you know, we jump into problem-solving mode. And we just try to provide services and solve problems for these people one at a time. And fortunately, we've been blessed. It continues to grow.
Well, our community is blessed because of the things that you're doing. And I wish you nothing but the best as we head into the new year and beyond. Jimmy Sutman, Director of Golden String Isle Purple Cat, Farmer Casey's Gallagher's Lunch Bucket. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
For WYSU, I'm Gina Marinelli.